This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Bam! Jonathan E. Moore, 2018. Happy New Year, my brother, in the sacred fire of liberty. It's good to have you back on with me as we hit the new year.
Well, yes, sir, Robert. Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, may this be the year that liberty is truly rekindled in the hearts of, I'd say, all Americans. I know that's asking a lot, but maybe half. Is that too much to ask?
No, I don't think so. If you have more dollars in your pocket and there's more economic activity and the already low unemployment rate goes lower under this administration, that's a victory for freedom all the way around.
Yes, but there is, let's say, dissent among the populace on this particular issue. Now, I know that you're not particularly a utilizer of the cannabis plant, but we recognize that the federal government has struggled with this. They've labeled it as a Schedule I drug. We recognize there are medicinal properties that for people in need. It can help them. And Jeff Sessions today went against supposedly the states by saying, hey, go ahead and enforce the law on the federal level. I'm thinking, and see what you think of this. I think this is a bipartisan issue that Trump could win on. To say, hey, you don't want us to enforce law. Congress, get your act together, because you've got people, libertarian conservatives on the right, you've got the liberals on the left, that all say, you know what, this should be a state's issue. This is not a federal issue. Back off. It's not going to be funded well anyway, so it's not going to really change enforcement. You know what I mean?
Well, I do think, I think that, in the case of medicinal marijuana, common sense dictates that people ought to have access to those things. As a matter of public policy, when it comes to recreational use, quote unquote, of marijuana, I think that the risks to the public from individuals can be great. So, for example, if a person smokes pot and drives a vehicle, smokes pot and operates heavy equipment, smokes pot and supervises children or as a camp counselor or whatever, all of that is bad news and poses a risk to the life and health of others. In those circumstances, the police power can be exercised and should be to prevent that. So I think that California's gone over the deep end by basically stating that they're not going to take any action against anybody who uses pot. Now, it's just like any other drug that alters mental effects. If you're an alcoholic, you're not going to be a good camp counselor, you're not going to be a good heavy machinery driver, you're not going to be a good pilot, etc. These things are realities that ought to constrain individual liberty, because if individual liberty is used in a way that poses a threat to another person, it can be constrained under the most reasonable conception of rights, because others' rights must be equally protected.
But so, my point, Jonathan, I'm with you there. But the state issue versus the federal issue. The states basically were 99% of enforcement.
No question about it. In an ideal circumstance, the states should be the one to carry all law enforcement policing functions, but for those that deal with the international sphere or threats of external invasion into the United States. I'm with you on that. But mm-hmm. what I think we are in a world of second best here. We have a situation where we have federal agencies already deeply invested in state operations, and as a result, in the presence of that, you've got a real problem, because you have, on the one hand, a need to take enforcement to protect against the problems associated with federal jurisdiction being used to condone acts that are, as we say, violations of individual liberty as a result of someone engaging in licentiousness. And so you've got this conflict, and ideally you would devolve these police functions to the states. You would get out of this business. But look, we've had a Drug Enforcement Administration presence policing in this area under federal law for some time. And the question is, do you not enforce those federal laws? Do you enforce those federal laws? So as an attorney general, he's obliged to enforce all federal law. What he's got is a contest where California is saying, we are not going to recognize federal immigration law. We're not going to recognize federal law from the Drug Enforcement Administration, mm-hmm. and so on. You get in a situation where you really can't cherry pick for purposes of consistency, and in order to fulfill his oath of office, he has to enforce federal law. Not only that, he has to contain California's abuse, because it's going to migrate necessarily to other states. Border states, people are going to come from those border states, probably from all over the country, to California to obtain pot and go outside the state. So whatever risks there are from hallucinogenic drugs being disseminated broadly create a real law enforcement issue. What do you do with the DEA if you're the attorney general? You've got federal statutes on the books that make this illegal and that require enforcement. You do what the Obama administration did, which is cherry-pick federal law as an attorney general and enforce some and not enforce others and create new law and break the law and do, you know. Or do you uphold the rule of law and look to Congress, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
to make these ultimate decisions about what laws should be federal and what should not, and allow the president to weigh in on that and have the Supreme Court
rule? That's the sense, Jonathan, that's the sense I get, because Trump's not, you know, as much as the libs hate him, he's no dummy. He's usually steps ahead of them. And on if you want a bipartisan win, this issue is a bipartisan win, because there are very few people that believe this should be a federal issue at this point. They say the state should manage it. And even in California,
the problem for Trump, though, is that if he appears to favor legalization, you know, if he comes out and he says, all right, look, I think this is a state law issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. But if he says, I think this is a state law issue, and I think if California doesn't want to exercise its police power against people who smoke pot, it's its choice. The problem with that is that it will be construed necessarily by the electorate as, Trump's in favor of pot. Now, whether that alienates the right, alienates the conservative element that is part of his constituency or not is a question. And so I think, to tell you the truth, I think probably Donald Trump doesn't care, except to the extent that somebody's not of their right mind and they are in a function where it could cause people damage. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he would be against that. But I don't think he would otherwise care.
No, he's gone on record to say it's a states' rights issue, so I don't dispute that. I think that's where he's at, because he's not a drug user. He doesn't even drink alcohol. And I'm not either. So my point is, a libertarian perspective says, you know, you can do it, but if you harm somebody or you threaten to harm somebody with it,
you know, and I would think that Sessions would not have moved so boldly if he thought Donald Trump wasn't behind it.
Yes, I guess I'm speculating a bit, admittedly, but I think this pushes Congress to do something it should have done long ago, which the states have already, 29 states in the District of Columbia, pushed back on the feds and said, you don't have the authority to tell us this plant can or can't be illegal, like we've talked about even the raw milk issue. There are some places and things that the feds do that don't fall under the, you know, the authority granted to them by the states or the people respectively. So, you know, whether we perceive it's a good law or a bad law on the state level, it was always designed that was a state law enforcement issue. And nothing in California, I think, is precluding them from prosecuting those who are driving under the influence, for instance, of cannabis or alcohol. I don't think that changes anything.
I think that's right, but I think the effective result of what they have done is to magnify the instances in which people will be under the influence of pot and will be in circumstances that pose a risk. And what I'm saying is that given that reality, they should have been more circumspect in dictating what limitations there are on the use of marijuana, making it clear that just like drinking and driving is illegal, smoking and driving is illegal, making it manifest, in other words, any law that would do that.
I think they did that in other states like Colorado, which was the first. But do we have Cheryl Chumley on the line? I apologize. I know we were trying to reach her, or she was not yet. Okay. So Jonathan, on this issue, like I said, I'm speculating a bit, but I would like the feds to just say, you know what, we're out of this. The states take this on as they should in many ways, and let the feds, you know, because the real issue I see from the federal level, the opioid addiction, is much more precedential to me, if I can say it that way.
All of this stuff, I mean, this is every single one of these things. I mean, neither you nor I want people smoking pot. I mean, we would say if it's a medicinal reason, like someone is it can't get pain relief from cancer or from some other condition, the government should protect their right of access to it and should allow them to use it. But as a personal matter, we would tell people, look, you know, you really want to increase your risk of lung cancer, you want to have real severe damage done to your esophagus, to your lungs and to your bronchial tubes, do that stupid thing of inhaling marijuana and keeping it in your lungs, and you know you're going to create all sorts of long-term problems for yourself. But when it comes to whether or not people should have the right to hurt themselves in that way, it boils down to, well, is it going to harm someone else? Is it going to imperil someone else? And in the case of a mind-altering drug, there is that distinct risk. Given that there is that distinct risk, there needs to be clear legislation on the books that says that if you engage in a function where someone else is dependent upon you or you are in the public and pose a threat to them, you can be incarcerated, arrested, prosecuted, etc.
Yeah,
even though you're intoxicated.
Like you said, as far as I know, the states that have legalized have that on the books, but I don't know California because it's so recent what's just happened. But, folks, we got the Sacred Fire of Liberty continuing. Jonathan Emord is with me, as always, and we're rekindling it here for that purpose, that higher purpose of individual liberty. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Ebord. We're now joined by our good friend from the Washington Times opinions page online, Cheryl Chumley is here. And Cheryl, you've got the bad news of the century, apparently. We might be out of chocolate in 50 years because of something called global something or other.
Yeah, it's the latest, I guess because it's so cold outside, all the people who have been talking up the fears of global warming have to shift gears a little bit. And they're going with climate change, but now they're warning that the chocolate stores by the year 2050 may dry up. We may run out of chocolate. And that's due largely to drought conditions where the cocoa plant is grown. And I just poke fun at this in my column because I just think it's ridiculous that it always seems as if the radical environmentalists are running from one reason to the next in order to clamp down on regulatory controls on environmental issues. And I to me, the latest is just this chocolate panic that they're starting and stirring up.
Yeah, apparently there's a heat and drought in Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, I think, where they're growing a lot of it. And it wasn't even native to Africa. In fact, that was, altered in there for a growing, burgeoning market for chocolate around the world. But you're right. I mean, as we see the weather get colder and colder, at what point do they go back into the 70s? When I remember growing up as a kid, we were going into the next ice age.
Well, I remember growing up, the whole thing with acid rain, they had us scared to go outside in the rain because you thought your skin was going to get burnt. I mean, it's ridiculous how the environmental movement never changes in terms of their solutions. It's spread the wealth and it's regulatory controls, but what does change is their science.
in this case, it's ironic because it's something that would be seemingly not really environmentally friendly to those that like the environment. Gene alteration technology that they're promoting here. They want to use CRISPR technology, inject different genes into these plants so that they're more drought resistant. And I'm not a big fan of this because they never really do true safety studies before they bring it to market through buying the regulatory agencies. And Jonathan, of course, once again, back to regulatory capture.
Well, right. I mean, the whole purpose of this is to generate grant funding, get more federal funding for the next great emergency. Julian Simon, in his book, The Ultimate Resource, the late Julian Simon, made clear from his study then, which is I think it's over two decades old, that whenever there is a scarcity of something, it becomes more precious, more economically valuable. As it does, more people get involved with interest in it, find ways to manufacture it, and it overcomes the scarcity. When I was growing up, the great terror was that the world would run out of fossil fuels and that we would be, you know, suddenly drawn to a rapid stop. The trains would stop, the planes would stop, the cars wouldn't go. It would be a global collapse of the industrial society, and that we had to conserve everything. And that proved to be a myth. I mean, look, now we're awash in oil. We suddenly found new ways to get more oil. It's because as things become more precious, more economically scarce and costlier, more people have an interest in getting involved with it and coming up with substitutes because they can profit from it. As long as there's a free market, there's a way to overcome any alleged scarcity.
Oh, well, you said it so well.
There's a natural
free market aspect of it, John.
Limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. When something becomes more scarce, it becomes far costlier. As it becomes far costlier, fewer people acquire it. It becomes more plentiful then, and then as a result it becomes less costly, and so there's a natural ebb and flow to these things which prevents things from ultimately disappearing so long as we're talking about a market like we have today where there's rapid information within seconds of events happening. We have effects on price, so it's really they're having a hard time, the environmentalists.
Well, we talk about the free market concept and innovation in technology for delivery of energy. I think that's going to be more important as they've gone to more extreme lengths to kind of get the oil that they couldn't get easily out of the ground, right? And there's controversy there, admittedly. But as we free up the exploration or, let's say, innovative technological leaps, could there be other mechanisms that facilitate energy production of a different way, something we don't know yet? Well, we won't know unless government clamps down or limits a free market for exploration and investigation and experimentation. All right, we've got more with Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times. We're going to have her chime in along with Jonathan on Steve Bannon and his forthcoming book, Claims About the Trump Administration. We'll see what we think about that when we come back and continue to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here in our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNLive.com, Genesis Communications Network, available as an archive immediately thereafter at GCN, and then at iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio and SoundCloud and so many places, and also simulcasting on YouTube. If you want to find it, go to RobertScottBell.com. Continuing Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, can you take lead on this? My head is spinning over the Steve Bannon claims, then the Trump response and the media coverage. It's a frenzy.
Yeah, I think all our heads are spinning. This story started because this guy, Michael Wolff, has written a book, supposedly The Inside deal between Trump and Bannon and other White House matters. The White House has come out swinging, calling this book filled with lies, but unfortunately it's not even released yet. I think it gets released next week, so the general public can't even read through it to find out and make their own decision. But what we have here is Bannon supposedly coming out and talking about Trump Jr. As if he's a treasonous and a traitor and so forth, and speaking negatively about Trump. Trump, in characteristic Trump fashion, has come back swinging hard at Bannon. But, you know, it was just within the last 24 hours that Steve Bannon himself came out and called Trump a great man. So we really don't know what statements in this book are true or not. But the media, of course, has run with it, and they're using it to promote that wedge that they tried to drive so many months during Trump's initial presidency, to show that his administration was in chaos and people were disgruntled and so forth. And they're trying to use this latest Trump-Bannon so-called feud to underscore the fact that Trump is not a good leader. His White House is crumbling from within. So honestly, I would say that most people should hold back reservations about coming to a conclusion about who's telling the truth on this until they can read the book themselves, and more importantly, read the book but look in the back at the end notes and find out where these citations are coming from, because the White House has already come out swinging, swearing to the publisher that they're going to sue unless the publisher does not go forward with its publication plans. They want the book stopped before it goes to print. So next week, this story is going to be the hot story of the week as well.
Could be a little different then. Oh, Jonathan, what are the basis for, if you're working in a White House, in terms of what you can and can't say when you leave the White House? Is it a pretty standard policy to have folks sign certain non-disclosure? Is that the way that you call these agreements?
Well, that's become more commonplace in the last several years. It used to be based on honor. People would just respect the fact that you don't betray your president. If you serve him, you're there at his pleasure, and you leave at his pleasure, and you take it on the chin. If you become a source of public attention, you prefer to take it on the chin than to have the president take it on the chin. But there have been a series of these departures which have been rough, not just in this administration, but in prior administrations too, and it's just it's unseemly. And it's really unfortunate. I don't make much of it. Look, if chaos breeds a fantastic tax bill, rejuvenation of the American military, reassertion of American sovereignty, and a defense of American interests, and a destruction of ISIS, and a revitalization of the economy, and a reduction in unemployment, and an increase in opportunity for people, and upward mobility in the gross domestic product, I'd say chaos is pretty good for us.
Yeah, relatively.
I don't care what the gossip is in the White House, or whether the president blows up at one person or another, or gets those are his aides. He can do with them what he pleases. I care about what happens, and what I see happening is a complete reversal of the inertia and loss of American strength and power in the world, and the apology tour that was the Obama administration. We're back like a lion, and I appreciate that, and I think that's enormously beneficial for everyone. So regardless of whether that comes from an administration that's rough and tumble, or from one that is follows the rules of etiquette, I don't care. I just want the results. I want to see these changes take place.
Well, yeah, I'm just looking at all of the media cycle. As I said, everything is a frenzy now. Everything is a crisis now. This is not new with the Trump administration. You're right, Jonathan. This has happened increasingly more, as they, in order to keep the eyes coming back to them, they have to have more of these frenzied stories. And I just got word that Cheryl, they're releasing this book tomorrow to catch the cycle. Apparently, they've moved it up a week just so they can take advantage of you know, they're going to sell a lot of books based on this. The question is, are lawsuits going to fly, or are we going to have legitimate revelations? Is it going to be more just stuff to burn, you know, on the summer, when the summer comes back, hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer, and you're at the beach reading. I don't know.
Well, a good capitalistic decision on releasing the book tomorrow, because really, this is already slated to be a bestseller. But my personal opinion with the White House's threat to sue to stop the publication of the book, I don't think that's a winner of a move on the part of President Trump. I don't like the idea of somebody threatening to sue a member of the press or an author or a publishing company just because remarks made in a book may not showcase them in a good light. It reminds me of when Melania Trump sued overseas, I think it was in the United Kingdom, because of some poor press that she got there that painted her in a negative light. They have different First Amendment, they have different freedom of speech rules overseas. But in America, you know, the press is protected. And to win a lawsuit against a member of the press, including an author writing a political book, you have to show that intent to harm was there. And I don't like the lawsuit talk flying so early in the game.
Well, it's a pattern that has emerged. Of course, Trump in the business world has threatened these things, and that's how he's run the game. Of course, in government, it could be a little bit different. Jonathan, the issue of...
Yeah, I think it would be... I agree with Cheryl. I think it would be a mistake to file a libel suit because, frankly, the president's likely to lose. Libel, he's a public figure. It would require him to prove what's called actual malice. Reckless disregard of the truth or knowing falsity by the publishers, and matters can be interpreted to be ones of opinion rather than fact, particularly on issues of politics. So I think it would be a really unfortunate move to try to sue for defamation. It would also expose the president to discovery. Mm-hmm. People who are accused of defaming them, they have a right to prove that they told the truth. And in that regard, they'd have wide-ranging discovery into all issues that are related to the charges of libel in the suit. So I would strongly recommend against that. I think libel suits are generally dogs. They fail to pass muster since New York Times v. Sullivan, and it would be a mistake to pursue it. I think, on the other hand, if Bannon himself breached a confidentiality agreement or otherwise violated federal restrictions and regulations on confidential information, etc., there may be an angle for the government to pursue, the Justice Department to pursue against him on those grounds, independent of the speech at issue here, which I agree with Cheryl. You know, that's part of the wide-open, robust environment of free speech that we have in this country, thanks to the First Amendment and freedom of press.
Except when it comes to making factual scientific statements about selenium preventing or reversing cancer, right? That's the First
right.
Amendment limitation is when it comes to health and healing naturally, non-pharmaceutically. That's a joke for Jonathan because he's been at this for so many years.
Most unfortunate.
Yeah.
But the courts, every time, you know, eight times the courts have come to side with me on the First Amendment and struck those restrictions down. So,
but as we find, the oligarchy ignores it. And what we learned last week,
they ignore the law.
Those who are lawless are actually typically in government, not out trying to do a good job to help people to get well. Cheryl, there's an article at Washington Times written by Rowan Scarborough about this issue of the Russia Trump and dossier thing. And apparently liberals are now running for their lives away from this thing. Why would that be?
Well, maybe they're finally coming to sanity. You know, for the longest time, it has seemed to me that there's nothing to this whole Russia collusion allegations that's been floating from the left against Donald Trump. But now it seems that there's some evidence showing that indeed is true, that there is no wings to this claim, because when you look at some of the facts that have come to light just recently in court, it seems that the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign partly funded this dossier that was used to push forward all these negative allegations against Trump. And that certainly doesn't look good. It looks like there's a conflict of interest there. It looks like it's a partisan political hatchet job. And that, of course, is what the right has been saying all along.
Mm. And Jonathan, this collusion scenario, the normal meetings that took place, prior any presidential transition, you know, would have sort of these meetings, these feeler meetings. To conflate it to what it was, or what it wasn't, I shall say, clearly an attempt to discredit and destroy the Trump presidency before it even got going.
Right. The argument of collusion, in the end, whether there is a basis for this notion that somehow a member of the Trump campaign or the president himself colluded with the Russians to do what? To cause voting machines to not function properly, to cause false information to be supplied to voters, to do what? There's no evidence whatsoever to show collusion to commit a criminal activity. In other words, a conspiracy to commit a crime. No evidence of it. And despite that fact, if they find the slightest hint of a connection between someone whose name might have a ski at the end and a member of the Trump team, they immediately say, Russian! You know, as if it's like Joseph McCarthy. It's like it's a McCarthyite type of thing. We're going to condemn you because you walked down the street with someone who is dressed like a Cossack in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd.
Yeah, I've worn one of those hats once. Does that make me a communist? No, of course not. All right, folks, we got.
Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party, Robert?
Can I say it this way? Hell no! I just said it that way. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go of a political nature, maybe an economic one too. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, Jonathan E. Moore. The Sacred Fire of Liberty continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Cheryl Chumley, Jonathan E. Moore, one more segment. Cheryl has got a lot of things happening up at Washington Times, some of which she can't even tell us. Some serious investigations that the moment she's allowed to, we're going to have her back on, no matter what day of the week it is, so she'll report on that. So check her out at Washington Times. Her articles are linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Jonathan E. Moore, also emord.com. His book I'm holding up once again, The Rise of Tyranny. This is a seminal book to understand how we are being ruled, not constitutionally, but through the bureaucratic oligarchy, as he coined that phrase in the book for the first time. So let's see what else we got to talk about today. We were mentioning energy issues earlier in the show. Maybe it was off the air. I'm not even sure at this point because we continue talking on the breaks over on YouTube. And I've got an article here. Trump administration dramatically expands offshore drilling. And to your point, Jonathan, we're seeing that if we recognize that at this point, and I would agree that oil is the mainstay in terms of energy on planet Earth, if you want to maintain what we consider that, if you call it a quality of life or standard of living, if you don't have the oil flowing, you're living like a third world nation. I mean, the grid is based primarily on that.
Well, right. I mean, we offshore drilling, why not? I don't understand why not. As long as you have adequate measures in place to protect against oil spills, Why are we arguing? And the whole notion that it's inherently impossible to protect the environment from oil spills, oh my goodness. We have oil drilling all over the country and the world. It's done safely, done all the time. It's a rare event to have an oil spill. So containment, various measures are available to contain oil spills. There's safety measures in place. Let technology reign. Let's get that oil out of there and let's get ourselves independent of any foreign governments' supply.
Right. Well, and Cheryl, the irony, too, again, when we talk environmental issues, I wish they would stop saying conservatives hate the environment. Conservation, conservatives, all of that. You do want to, anybody that has a stake in the environment, especially if you understand private property and protect it, you would have more of a stake than any multinational corporation. And the problem with the EPA is, just like Jonathan has written about regulatory capture with the FDA, the FTC, things like that, same thing has happened with EPA, and I've talked about this with oil spills in the past, how they tend to block and stifle innovation for new ways to mitigate these kinds of things that can happen.
Well, it's funny because even Democrats, or some Democrats, some of the more honest Democrats, recognize or put forward in their own policy platforms that energy independence is a national security matter for the United States. For instance, we don't have to have so many dealings with Mideast countries if we open up our own country to more drilling. And what's going on now, what Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, just announced, is a significant and dramatic shift from the Obama administration's energy/environmental policies. You know, Obama pretty much shut down all sorts of offshore drilling. 90-95% of our resources offshore on both the East and West Coast were just completely shuttered under Obama. So now in comes Donald Trump, and his administration is opening up virtually all of those resources. And this is going to be a huge boon, not just for America's energy, but its national security. And as a consumer, you have to applaud this, because these rising energy prices that we've been dealing with over the last few years, they're going to see a switch. They're going to start going down. Just like jobs under Donald Trump is going up, energy prices will soon be going down.
And I look at, like, Governor Rick Scott in Florida, where I live a lot of the year. I understand the concern. If you're concerned about tourism, you don't want the beaches covered in oil slick, so you have to take care for that. But at the same time, it's short-sighted to say, absolutely not, we will not allow any drilling at all, because the people won't be able to afford to come to Florida on vacation if oil prices go up to $500 a barrel. So it's, again, you've got to have that balance and be an adult and look at this thing from that perspective.
Yeah.
Do you ban automobiles because they're accidents?
Well, to that point.
Yeah,
Cheryl.
I mean, do we halt progress because of accidents?
Exactly. Real quick, Cheryl, up on the break here.
Oh, I was just about to say, and putting forth the notion that Republicans and conservatives don't care about the environment is just ridiculous. It's dishonest.
Exactly. Well said. Cheryl Chumley, we love and appreciate you so very much. Everybody check her out at Washington Times. We'll get her back as soon as we can with her new investigative reporting series. And Jonathan E. Morton will be back to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, too.
All right. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.